Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
Welcome to Money Making Conversations. It's the show that shares the secrets of success experienced firsthand by marketing and branding expert Rashawn McDonald. I will know. He's given me advice on many occasions, and in case you didn't notice, I'm not broke. You know he'll be interviewing celebrity CEOs, entrepreneurs, and industry decision makers. It's what he likes to do. It's what he likes to share. Now it's time to hear from my man, Rashawn McDonald. Money Making Conversations. Here we go.
Welcome back to Money Making Conversation Masterclass. This is my man. He's on the call today. Robert Foster. He is the father of three daughters and a basketball enthusiast. Growing up, he witnessed many black men around him start successful businesses. That's called mentors, people who you see is important, because I'm going to share a story about growing up, who I saw and how they affected me. And I wasn't even tied to trying to be anything, but just a growing up black kid. But who you see can impact what you can be. You know, he learned that you can achieve your goals through patience and steady work. He also struggled with depression in high school and dealt with rebellious personality that he had. So we're going to talk about that. Now he's self-employed, a business owner since 2008. He created the Shopmakers League. We all know March Madness out there. So if you're going to launch something, this is the time of the year to launch it, a virtual basketball video competition platform. They offer a fun and skill-based experience for players, fans, and brands to create, participate, and host competition. Please welcome to Money Making Conversations Masterclass, our father, an entrepreneur, and basketball enthusiast, Robert Foster. How you doing, Robert?
Hey, I'm doing great, man. Thanks for having me.
Now, Robert, you know, I tell everybody I can play. But, you know, okay. It's like a fish story. It's like a fish story, Robert. You know, the fish was a foot long, but it was 3 feet by the time I got home. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
He was battling with me. He was battling. He took the pole down. I brought it up. He took the pole down. I had to reach in the water and pull him up. Now, I say all this because, you know, you went from being a street baller to a tech baller. All right. And so now, what were you on the court now? Well, did you have skills there, Robert? Did you have skills?
Yeah, I think I did, man.
Robert. You said, I think. You see right there, Robert,
So now this is what it is, right? Like I played with some pretty high level guys.
Oh, okay, Rob, see what you can't do me like that, Rob. See, we don't know you. You know, you said Michael Jordan would never say, "I think I can play basketball." LeBron James would never say, "I think," and the late great Kobe Bryant would never say, "I think I can play basketball." Now,
hold on. I got to come back with you. That was so
go,
as a man,
go,
as
go.
A man, as a man, think of. As a man thinketh, right?
Uh-huh.
As a man thinketh, so shall he be. Uh-huh. And like I said, I think I can play basketball. I'm pretty good. I'm not a braggadocious type of person. Like, it's some people out there that can vouch for me, but I'm not gonna sit here and be like I was the greatest. But I will tell you this, when I played ball, you know, in my era, things were very different. And I used to shoot, I could easily shoot from half court. like no pushing or throwing.
Right.
I could just let it fly.
Okay, like, now you know, only person I saw who did that in high school was Dame Lillard.
Lillard. See, Dame younger. So it's a couple of cats, man. We was doing that in Georgia. Like, that was a thing. Like, in Georgia, but before Dame, before Steph, man, that was a, like, Lou Williams. He was somebody that was doing it too. We all come from that same. He was Team Georgia. I played with Team Georgia. I played with the Rockin' Knights.
See, now we're getting this in with Robert. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You mentioned a name we know. Sweet Lou. Okay.
Yeah, but even Sweet Lou was younger than us, but he was in that same vein. Like, in Georgia, you know, pulling from deep, that was a thing. Like, before Steph Curry made it popular, like, being able to pull from half court, you know, being able to, you know, stretch the defense like that was something we did in Georgia. Like, that was a part of Georgia basketball. We were some flat-out shooters.
Okay.
And not just shooters. Like, we'll pull it on you from deep, but then we'll also take it to the basket, too.
Oh, okay. See, I'm just letting you know, we're getting into a good conversation here because we're about to get to the Shot Makers League. See, what you can't have is a guy who can't make shots, then call his platform Shot Makers. See, already he's telling me I can make the shots, Rashawn.
Oh, yeah.
Now, let's go to the physicality. What's your measurements? How tall are you? Could you leap? Well, could tell us.
6'2", 6'3" on a good day. My thing with hops, like, I had hops, like, they would come and go. I could never just maintain them. Like, I could always dunk.
Right.
I could always catch an alley-oop, but, like, I'd have, like, periods of times where I could go between the legs, but then 3 months later, I couldn't keep it going because it just wasn't, that wasn't my game. My game was predicated on shot making. Like, that was my thing. Like, I could shoot it from anywhere and with anybody on me or in any space, I could get it off and make it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I wasn't like the fastest guy. I had a quick first step, but you catch me after that first step.
I've been there. I'm older than you. And in college, you know, I went to the University of Houston and I graduated with Akeem Olajuwon.
Okay.
And Clyde Drexler, he went to the pros the year before because they lost the championship in 83. Clyde went pro. And then next year, Akeem Olajuwon, he went pro for, you know, first pick in the draft of Houston Rockets. And so I was one of those guys. I wasn't you. But boy, I had the mouth of you, though. You know what I'm saying? You know, I could tell you I was Jordan, but I played like the last guy on the bench. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Which means that I deserve to be on the team, but I don't mean I should be taking that shot. You feel me?
Yeah, so, I feel you, man.
And so I'm having fun with you, Robert, because of the fact that whenever I talk to entrepreneurs, I'd like for people to know what that type of personality, because when you have a dream and you start building that dream out, it's tied to a certain level of enthusiasm, but also could lead to a lot of frustration.
Yes, sir.
So talk about, you know, you're a street baller. Got a game. Mm-hmm. How, if from a tech standpoint, did you start making that transformation that this idea can be have a value in the virtual world?
Well, so this is what happened. In 2019, you know, we at some point we may talk about my journey, but like in 2019, I wanted to do streetball, right? So And1 was huge in streetball, and I, you know, they kind of disappeared. You know, that documentary that just came out kind of let everybody know the story.
That was
an
incredible documentary. If you have not seen the documentary, N1, an incredible documentary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but see, that's that gap. There was a huge gap. And I noticed that there was a gap there, right? There wasn't, like, you had online things. You had, you know, Ballless Life, like, they're doing their thing. You had Overtime, they're doing their thing. And you had all these different media pages. But there was this space that was kind of still missing. And with Steph Curry, with Dame, you know, shooting has now become the new dunking, right? Where everybody wanted to be Michael Jordan and LeBron and you know, even Kobe to an extent with the dunking. Vince Carter, you know, shooting Dame and Steph made it, they made the common man feel like they could play on that level, right? Because if you could shoot it,
I'm gonna slow you down. I can't believe you're going to leave one of the greatest dunkers. You from Georgia, right? Georgia, right?
Oh, yeah. And I know who you're going to say.
How you going to leave him out?
Huh?
How you going to leave him out?
It wasn't intentional. I actually, man, that's a whole other side story. But, man, I used to work for Coca-Cola. And I used to work my store, my route, Dominique Wilkins, that was his Kroger that he shopped at, was the store that I serviced for Coca-Cola. And he used to, I used to see him all the time in there, man. I used to talk to him a lot.
And you gonna mention LeBron, who has never participated in a dunk contest, by the way, everybody.
Oh, nah, he was known for them in-game dunks back. You know, back in that time, in that space, he was known for putting one on your head. But
I would tell you something, Robert. You're keeping up though, man. I mean, I'm hitting you low. You stand straight up. I try to cross you. You block my shot. You're pretty good, Robert. You're pretty good now. You know.
Hey. You know, I'm just having fun, man. Just having fun. We talking my language now. We talking basketball.
What everybody need to know. And then so when you have this in 2019, you had this idea, mm-hmm. and like M1 had dropped off the map. Yep. And now there's a market out there. There's a need out there. There's a need for something that's outsourced beyond just basic basketball. Where did your idea come from?
So what happened, you know, again, shooting, that's my thing, right? And shooting had become, you know, a premium around basketball, period. So I reached out, I made a cold call to Hoop It Up 3-on-3, which was a tour-based 3-on-3 tournament that had grew in the U.S. Like, I played in it when I was a kid. They used to come to Fulton County Stadium, you know, the old Turner Field. They used to come there and take over and fill it with courts, and it'd be sponsored by Slim Jim, Gatorade. We won one year. I think I was like 15 or 16, the 3-on-3 tournament. But I made a cold call, looked them up, made a cold call, ended up getting in touch with the CEO, Dan. I said, look, man, I want to learn your business model. I want to do what you did with the 3-on-3, but I want to do it with a shooting competition. I don't want to do a 3-point shootout, but I want to do this. I want to travel city to city and find the best shooters in every state. And then at the end, I want to bring them all together and do like a finale and crown like the number one shooter in the country. And, you know, regardless of age. And he was like, he loved it. He was like, hey man, yeah, you know, and again, 2019 rolling into 2020. He's like, hey man, yeah, we're going to kick our tour off in May. You know, you're welcome to come. I'm going to send you the tour dates. You're welcome to come. He's like, come to the first five dates. He was like, after the first five dates, he was like, well, this is what he said. He's going to give me a court. He said, I'm going to give you a court at each of our first five tour stops. He was like, you can run your competition, you know, test it out. He's like, you know, I'll help you out with some things, show you how we run things operationally, all that kind of stuff. He was like, you know, you just got to bring yourself there. If you can get yourself there, I'll give you what you need while we're there, giving you a court, giving you, you know, a railing, and maybe even giving you some staff members to help you out. He's like, that's no problem. But he was like, no, I'm more than willing to help. So during the time, he was going through an acquisition. So right. Kevin Garnett's company, The Big Ticket, they ended up buying Hoop It Up 3-on-3. So they were at the last stages of the acquisition. So Dan was still on board running the company, but he was about to be out.
Yeah, he talking to you, but he really not talking long term to you.
Well, yeah, he told me everything. He put it all up front. He was like, this is what's going on. He's like, you know, I can show you the business model. He was like, he thinks what I'm doing. He's like, you know, it sounds like it's viable. He was like, but the best way to test it is to get out there and do it.
Right.
So again, this was like maybe, this was end of 2019. The first time we talked was maybe in December. We talked again in February when he sent me the tour dates, because the tour dates started.
And we talking about 2020 February, right?
Now it's 2020 February. Woo! So I'm back in Atlanta. I'm going to come back to Atlanta and make Atlanta my home base. The name of the company at the time was called the Do or Die Tournament. During that time, you know, I'm getting ready. I'm hyped. So I'm trying to think of all these different ideas that I can, that once I get out there, how can I capitalize from the traction? And then COVID happens, you know, COVID happens. And I had this idea of a video submission.
Okay, let's talk about COVID happening though, because see, okay. it's yeah. all, you know, you gather momentum, you got friends, mm-hmm. you telling everybody this is going to happen.
Yeah.
And then COVID hit. Where were you at emotionally? And, you know, because we didn't all know it would last that long. We thought it'd be, okay,
oh, we'll no, be back. Not at all. We'll I was like, we'll I knew it was like, I thought it was going to be a week.
Right.
Yeah.
And so I don't want to miss that moment from you right there, because it leads to frustration as an entrepreneur. Because we talk about being an entrepreneur, because you put yeah. your time in, you know, you probably blocked off some dates, you saw everything, your travel set up, and all of a sudden, this is getting in the way of your dream. Tell us about that emotional moment and that big pump in the brake moment for you and your brain.
So once I, you know, like everybody else, once you grab a hold to what COVID actually is and how it's affecting everything and how it's changing things, I'm very resilient, man. I don't know where I get it from. I do know I've been through a lot of different things in my life, but I have a real, I'm like a basketball, man. You throw me up and I land, I'm gonna bounce right back.
Okay, cool. Hold that thought. I won't go to break. When I come back from the break, I want to make sure that we don't interrupt the story. I'm talking to Robert Foster. You know, Shot Makers, that's a virtual game, a basketball game. And that's why we're having fun talking about his basketball skills, because he's taking his basketball skills from a game he loved. And he's become an entrepreneur and launching something, doing March Madness, a virtual video game, and it's being done by a black man. We'll be right back. Robert Foster, don't you go nowhere. Money Making Conversations Masterclass will return.
Please don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more Money Making Conversations Masterclass.
HBCUs represent Black excellence. If you attend or are an alumnus of an HBCU, we want to hear about your story. The My HBCU Story Digital Library will allow current HBCU students and alumni to share their stories. Registration is open to everyone. More information is available at hbcucollegeday.com. Click My HBCU Story. Next, you can upload a photo. The photo can be recent or from when you attended your HBCU. Then, share your academic or social experience at your HBCU and how attending an HBCU changed your life. We also want to hear stories if you pledged a fraternity or sorority. The goal is to use your My HBCU story to promote and uplift the HBCU brand. Your HBCU prepared you for success, and now we want everyone to read about your Black excellence. More information is available at hbcucollegeday.com. You can click My HBCU Story to share your story.
Welcome back to the Money Making Conversations Masterclass, hosted by Rushon McDonald.
Welcome back to Money Making Conversations Masterclass. This is Rushon McDonald. I am the host.
And everything kind of, you know, shut down and all, and I, especially like toward like maybe month three, and it was really real. It was like, oh, you know what? The world is really shut down. This probably isn't going to change for a while. My psyche instantly was like, you know, okay, well, let's prepare as much as we can, right? Let's get as prepared as we possibly can, because when the world does come back to normal, you need to be ready to go. Like you can't just let this go. I'm a firm believer in, and if I fail, I need to know for myself that I failed. Like, I'm not gonna let somebody else or let some circumstance tell me that I failed. Like, I have to actually put together the competition, put together the tour, or put together the platform, and then it flopped for me to know that I failed. But other than that, I wasn't just gonna stop because COVID. So I tried to figure out what ways I could. So then the virtual stuff started kicking off, right? You had Zoom, you had more people engaging on social media, you had people, you know, doing all types of, you know, live.
So the virtual was a blessing for what you're talking about. Mm-hmm.
In a way, yeah, it was. It was, because it made me put more of a focus into tech. Like, the tech aspect for me in the beginning was just, it was just an idea. It was just an idea that I knew could be something, but I didn't have the time to focus on it. So I literally, on my first website, it was the Do or Die Tournament. And then under the Do or Die Tournament, I had Coming Soon Shot Makers League. It was just like an extra caveat we were going to do at some point.
Right.
And so, you know, again, now that I'm switching my mind to tech. So there's another piece that happened. Right before COVID, I had just gotten into the Gathering Spot. And when I learned about the Gathering Spot, I had also learned about this place called the Atlanta Tech Village. And I had briefly told this lady, she saw one of my shirts. I like to test shirts out. So like even this Shot Makers League shirt, it's just a test run. I'm kind of testing an idea out on a shirt, see how I feel about it. How does it look? How do I like it? I had a shirt that said, put your money where your shot is. And so the lady saw the shirt and I ended up making her shoot into a cup and then I bought her a shot at the bar. And she was like, no, seriously, like, what is this? And I told her, you know, what my plan was. And she told me about the Atlanta Tech Village, and she told me about Y Combinator and the gathering spot. And so Y Combinator was out of my range at that point, or at least I felt like it was.
Please explain exactly what that is. Y Combinator, what is that?
Okay, so Y Combinator is the world's largest tech accelerator program. So companies like DoorDash came out of Y Combinator. Airbnb is a Y Combinator company. And so what Y Combinator does, you submit an application with your idea, your pitch, your team, and essentially they'll give you $500,000 in funding to get you going. And they accelerate the process of your company. So with tech companies, it's usually all about acceleration, building fast, you know, iterating fast and scaling and growing as quickly as possible. Like, look how fast Airbnb just kind of took off, right? Mm-hmm. Well, that acceleration is in a large part due to Y Combinator, because once you get into that network, that tech network and the media coverage of it, it just takes off really quickly because it's software. You know, it's something that can instantly be shared. It's quick. It can go viral, you know, overnight. And that's what happens to a lot of those companies that come out of Y Combinator. And so she was just kind of, you know, schooling me on this idea that I had. She's like, you know, look, I think you got something there. Look into these places and see what kind of resources they have. I still was focused on the tour-based thing, but you know, I'm one of those people, I don't think you have conversations or meetings for no reason. I don't believe in coincidence. So I did look into Y Combinator. I looked up the Tech Village, thought it was really cool. Put in an application, and I put in the application at the gathering spot. I got accepted into the gathering spot. At the Tech Village, I was told that my tech roadmap, which I didn't even know what a tech roadmap was, that my tech roadmap wasn't quite there, and that I needed to build what they called a proof of concept. Again, things that at first I kind of just let go over my head, but during COVID, I had a lot of time to think. So I really took a hard look at proof of concept. So I started, you know, I got into YouTube University, man. I looked at a lot of videos from the Atlanta Tech Village, from Y Combinator. The Gathering Spot had some virtual resources that I tapped into to learn about how to turn my idea into a tech company. And fast forward to 2021, I had, through using Upwork, through using Fiverr, I had found different, vetted and found different freelance developers, put together this rough proof of concept and ran 10 weeks of virtual competitions. And I ran it like a TV show from my Instagram page and ended up getting some attention from Ballers Life, had a couple of NBA players that reached out, gave me some guidance, some early guidance. Derrick Anderson used to play for Kentucky.
I know him. He's in Memphis, right?
He's in Kentucky.
Kentucky,
he's
right.
He's in Kentucky. Yeah, he's in Kentucky.
He's a businessman. He's a good businessman.
Yeah, oh yeah. Uh-huh. Big businessman. Mm-hmm. And you know, and so the thing about Derrick, again, I other parts of my background of sales and marketing and stuff like that, I'm not shy with cold calling people. So I looked up Derrick, you know, his primary page, you know, he has a lot of followers, all that kind of stuff. Then I saw that he had, you know, some other smaller businesses. And so I went to those pages and they have phone numbers on them. And so I ended up reaching out through one of his like training pages, and I'm thinking I'm probably going to just get, you know, one of his assistants or somebody like that. Man, it was him. He picked up the phone.
right.
Mm-hmm. And I ended up talking to him, told him what I was doing. And he, like, probably for about, I say about 2 months. And even to this day, like, I still have his phone number. I've talked to him a couple of times as I've progressed in what I've done, just to kind of get feedback from him. You know, he's not an easy person to sell. So the feedback he's going to give you is going to be crucial. You know, it's going to be something that you can actually take and grow from. He's not a yes man type of person. Cole called him. He gave me some good stuff. Community.
This all brought together on this one idea, Shopmakers League.
So right now, if you go to shopmakersleague.com, you can fill out a profile. We'll be launching. We're going to launch during March Madness. We're going to start doing our first competitions. The platform has grown. So before, we used to control all the competitions. But now you yourself can create your own competition. You can create a challenge just for a friend that you can text to them, or you can post it for the community for somebody else to take your challenge. And so in a lot of ways, we're like a lot like a Roblox. You know how the kids that get on there create these different games for each other to play and engage with and build community. We're doing the same thing, but within the basketball community.
Let me ask you this. This is interesting now. You know, not saying it wasn't interested earlier, but now you're in the money-making masterclass conversation now.
Let's go.
Because, you know, is that my number one thought would be, you know, I'm just going to build this up, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm going to build this up. And then each one of these teams I have in the league have a value, okay? Yeah. Whether it's $1 million or whatever, okay? So, but you're saying that, Rashawn, people can create their own leagues on this platform. I'm saying, why can't you just hold these teams and just let the value, you know, just keep going up? And every time somebody sells their team, you get 10% of the team.
Well, that's a possibility within it. But if you look at platforms, like let's take Roblox.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. The thing that makes Roblox the most valuable is because where you could have one, let's say Roblox wanted to be the only developer, right? Typically, so just like a league, a developer, right? A league, let's put league and developer in the same space.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, Roblox is a community of developers. So now you have thousands of video games housed in one place. And so that makes Roblox worth $22 billion, where if they were just one video game, maybe they're worth $1 billion. But because there's so much going on, it's so many other, they become the platform, the place for so many other developers and or leagues to be able to sustain themselves. So that's what I'm doing here. I've created a platform where leagues themselves can be housed and they can operate in a virtual world on Shotmakers League. Like they can run their leagues. And so instead of it just being one Shotmakers League, it can be thousands of other leagues sitting with on the Shotmakers League platform.
Congratulations, brother. I got to say that again. You know, an idea, like so many of us, you know, we just love the game of basketball played in the streets. And now you've taken this using technology, not of being afraid to call somebody and pitch your idea, not of being afraid of the word no, being consistent, and educated yourself into building something I feel is going to be a franchise that's going to be a huge moneymaker for you. And I just want to say congratulations.
Man, I appreciate it, man. Work still working at it right now. Still working, but I definitely appreciate it.
The hard part is the idea is real. And so the Shotmakers League, founded by Robert Foster, is, like I said earlier, a virtual basketball video competition platform that can expand. Again, tell everybody how they can find this platform and how they can contact you.
Oh, yeah. Right now, you can go to www.shotmakersleague.com. Create a profile. And again, you can create your own league right now, and you can start charging people to enter into your competitions. We're going to be fully launching very soon, within, I want to say maybe a week or two, but definitely before the March Madness tournament is over with. And then you'll be able to, again, create your own profile and start your own league within the Shotmakers League.
Cool.
If you want to reach me directly, though, I also am on LinkedIn at Robert Foster. I love to connect. I also am a podcast host. I have a show called The No Cap Table, where I teach people about starting a startup, how to be a non-technical startup founder. We have a lot of other non-technical founders and technical founders that come on our show and tell their stories. We're associated with FUBU Radio.
Cool. I appreciate you, Robert, for coming on my show. Appreciate the story, man. I know we started out having fun, but man, in the end, brother, you brought the heat with the information and inspired a lot of people with your story, because your story is one of, I'm just an everyday guy, man. I'm grinding just like everybody, and guess what? I'm turning that grind into reality. Thank you for coming on Money Making Conversation Masterclass, Robert Foster.
All right. Thank you for having me.
Appreciate it. Again, if you want to listen to any of our stories, you can go to moneymakingconversation.com. But more importantly, I'll be back Tuesday with another show with two more incredible guests that will be telling you how you can change your life, because their life changed when they started believing in themselves. We'll see you next Tuesday. And thank you again for listening to Money Making Conversation Masterclass. I'm the host, Rashawn McDonald.
Let me tell you about the host of Money Making Conversations, Rushon McDonald. He's a social media influencer. 80% of his 1 million plus social media followers are female. Rushon's a 2-time Emmy Award winner, 3-time NAACP Image Award winner, sitcom writer, stand-up comic, and former IBM executive. And he has a degree in mathematics. More importantly, Rushon McDonald will interview his business and celebrity relationships to empower you with tips to succeed in your career that you can only hear in the Money Making Conversations Masterclass Show.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.